हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंदगोपालकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर द मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 4 एंटाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ ऋषभदेव। सो इट इज ए प्रोज वर्स। सो I will read the verse and synonyms and translation. Nabhistu yata abhilashitam suprajastvam avarudhyati pramoda bharavihvalo gadgadaksharaya girasvairam grihita naraloka sadharmam bhagavantam purana purusham maya vilasitamatir वत्स तातेति सानुरागम उपलालयान पराम निर्वृतिमुपगतः। नाभी किंग नाभी तू सर्टेनली यथा अभिलाषितम अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज डिजायर सुप्रजस्त्वम द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल सन अवरुद्ध गेटिंग अति प्रमोद ऑफ ग्रेट जुबिलेशन Bhara by an excess, Vihvala, being overwhelmed, Gadgada, Ashraya, faltering in ecstasy, Gira, with a voice, Svairam, by his independent will, Grihita, accepted, Naraloka, Sadharmam, acting as if a human being, Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purana Purusham, the oldest among all living beings, Maya by Yoga Maya, Vilasita, bewildered, Mati, his mentality, Vatsa, my dear son, Tata, my darling, Iti, thus, Sanuragam, with great affection, Upalalayan, rising, Param, transcendental, Nirrutim, bliss, Upagataha, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him. My dear son, my darling, this mentality was brought about by Yoga Maya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus King Nabhi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy and devotion. Purport. The word Maya is used in the sense of illusion, considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own. Maharaj Nabi was certainly an illusion, but this was transcendental illusion. This illusion is required. How can one accept the Supreme Father as his own son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship of paternal love. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఫర్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. ఐల్ స్పీక్ ఫర్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ ఎపిసోడ్, ద కరెంట్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఈస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ఋషభదేవ్. సో ఋషభదేవ్ హ్యాస్ అపియర్డ్ యాజ్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ నాభి. సో ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో ఈస్ it has started with the description of Priyavrata Maharaj, who is the son of Swayambhu Manu, who is in turn son of Brahma. And then so Priyavrata Maharaj, he started ruling and he has a son Agnidra, and Agnidra had a son King Nabhi. So Nabhi, he performed a great sacrifice. So his intention of Nabhi was to have a son who is equivalent to the Lord, means same power as the Lord. So that is his intention. So he has performed great sacrifice. So he engaged all the priests. So being pleased with that sacrifice, Lord Vishnu has appeared. So generally whenever the Lord appears, unless there is devotion, the Lord will never appear. So there is an element of devotion with all these priests are very much devotees, and they have pleased the Lord, and the Lord has appeared. So these devotees, all these priests, they offered wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord. So if we consider their prayers, they basically said that, "Oh Lord, you are very much transcendentally situated, and it is very difficult for us to know about you. But only by performing devotional activities, which are also transcendental activity, when you bestow your mercy, then only we can understand you." So this is a fundamental principle in bhakti, that we cannot demand the Lord to appear. So Lord, on one hand, we have to put our endeavor in devotional service, and on the other hand, the Lord, when he is pleased, he will reveal. Both will take place. And in any process, if you take karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, based on the amount of bhakti, the Lord reveals. Karma has many, karma means following ritualistic ceremonies, but unless it has an element of bhakti, it will not give its results. And jnana, similarly, karma result is people will go to heaven, so that result will only when bhakti is there. Similarly, jnana, if someone wants to liberation, then also it requires element of bhakti. Through that element of bhakti only, it will give liberation. Similarly with yoga. And this karma, when the devotees or when the people performing karma, who is having little devotional service, if they are get in touch with devotees, and if they are get in touch with some mixed devotees, that means who perform lot of devotional service with some goals, so they will also turn, they can also turn into karma mishra bhaktas. So that means they have more element of bhakti and less element of karma. So in that way, they engage more and more activities of bhakti. So these people, karma mishra bhaktas, the result they achieve very, very more greater results than mere karma yogis who has little bit of bhakti than and other elements of karma. In fact, even these karma mishra bhaktas, they can even achieve Vaikuntha. So they may not have full-fledged relationship with the Lord, but they can stay in the Vaikuntha. So those are the results that are mentioned. So anyway, the amount of bhakti, the more the amount of bhakti, the more the higher results. And in pure devotional service, kevala bhakti, the person can completely develop his relationship with the Lord. So they, like all these priests are saying that, O Lord, you are completely transcendental, and only by devotion you will be revealed according to our devotion. So, and for you, like just by offering some tulasi or some fresh flowers, some durva grass, if these are offered with water, with devotion, with some words of affection, you will be very much pleased. And we are engaged in these so many sacrifices. So actually these much elaborate sacrifices are no need to please you. So simple devotion is enough for to please you. And so, and for you, you don't require all these sacrifices, all these gifts for you, because you are self-satisfied, and all the things that are there, like in you, bliss is increasing on your own, and all the things everyone has ultimately come from you. So there is no need for you to receive, just like some devatas we may sometime hear, they may want to take nectar. But Supreme Lord is not like that. He is like completely satisfied. He doesn't require any other paraphernalia for him. But only for the sake of devotees, he accepts all these things. So, and we are actually, so all the, but we are completely ignorant of you, O Lord. Brahmanas are saying, addressing the Lord when Vishnu appeared, that we are completely ignorant of our goals, dharmartha, kama, moksha, and we don't have any devotion. But still, just to bestow your mercy, you have appeared in order to show the path of liberation, to bestow your mercy. You have appeared, even though we are very ignorant of you. And actually, this king, this Nabi, he is like he is having a mentality of wanting a son to be like you. Actually, and he has worshipped you. But worshipping you, you can award even swarga or liberation, which are like much more compared to some small things like material benedictions. So it is like a person, suppose if he goes to a king, and king asks, what do you want? So I want some empty husk, some rice, little bits. So king can give much more things, but they are asking only, like only some material benediction. So, but still, you have out of your own mercy, you have appeared here, and you bestow all these things. So in fact, we have called you so for this purpose. So therefore, we are very much sorry, but please, anyone who remembers your form, your name, anything, still you bestow whatever they desire, and therefore we pray and to be affectionate to your devotees. So, and please help us to remember your names, forms, attributes and activities. In that way, these brahmanas, they have perfectly prayed the Lord, and the Lord was very much pleased with their appeal, and he benedicted King Nabi that I will only, there is no one equivalent to me, so therefore I will only appear. So like that he benedicted. So like that's why Rishabhadev has appeared as the son of King Nabi. So now initially Nabi, if you see, like his motive is to get a person who is like having great, like equivalent to the Lord. So that means, like the kings, he is a king of, he is a son of Agnidra, who is a son of Priyavrata Maharaj. They are all great rulers. So kings have this, like they are ingrained in their nature that we want a son who will, we will carry our legacy. We will establish dharma according to our lineage. So that is the motive of kings, everyone. So he is also thinking that I will also have nice son who will continue this legacy, who will establish dharma, who will give fame to our dynasty and myself, like that. So that is like a material motive. But since the Lord himself has appeared in this shloka now, what is happening is like he knows the Lord Vishnu only has appeared. But now, once he became his own son, he has developed such a mentality that he forgot that he is his son. So it is mentioned by Yogamaya, he is thinking that Lord as his own son. So he is treating, he is just like ordinary human being. And with great affection, he is rising. Prabhupada is giving the example of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda that although Krishna exhibited so many wonderful events, they could never think Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They always think he is their son. So that is the nature of their parental love. And Nanda Maharaj even says that even if he is God, still he is my son. There is one pastime even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his father, some Brahmana comes and tells that, why you are chastising Nimai? He is your son. So then he says that even if he is my Supreme Lord as my son, I have to teach the rules of scripture. So that is the nature of the Lord's father. So in fact, that's how they can become. So in that way, Nabi is completely became attached to the Lord. So Lord has appeared. There is one more, there is King Atri is mentioned in third canto. Atri also worshipped the Supreme Lords. So there, the mentor, Atri, he doesn't know who is the Supreme Lord, but he worshipped the Supreme Lords, that who are all the controllers, let them be pleased and let them become my son, whoever may be that controller. So in that mentality, he worshipped. So at the end of his worship, all the three lords have appeared, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, and they benedicted that we will, all three will become your sons. So there, Atri also raised Dattatreya. So that is one more session we can see. And here, King Nabi has developed perfect relationship with the Lord. And we will read the next verse and translation also. Translation: King Nabi understood that his son Rishabhadev was very popular among the citizens and among government officers and ministers. Understanding the popularity of his son, Maharaj Nabi enthroned him as the emperor of the world to give protection to the general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, he entrusted him into the hands of learned Brahmanas, who would guide him in administering the government. Then Maharaj Nabi and his wife, Merudevi, went to Badrikashram in the Himalaya mountains, where the king engaged himself very expertly in austerities and penances with great jubilation. In full samadhi, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead Naranarayana, who is Krishna in his plenary expansion. By doing so, in course of time, Maharaj Nabi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. So here in this translation, it was mentioned that King Nabi understood that Rishabhadev is very much favorable, he is very much liked by all his citizens and ministers. Therefore, he made him the supreme king. And he himself, and he kept the King Nabi under the guidance of Brahmanas. And he himself retired and went to worship Naranarayan Rishis, and he attained Vaikuntha. So in the purport, Prabhupada is highlighting these points that Maharaj Navi saw that he was, his son Rishabhdev was very much popular, and he chose to install him. So, and Prabhupada is giving the direction that in Vedic system, a monarch, he should guide according to the principles of Shastras, like Manusmriti and similar Shastras, and they should be guided by Brahmanas. So, so therefore, Nabi, so even though kings have son, they will always verify whether this son is having these good qualities to rule. So, and only when all the citizens and all the Brahmanas, only when they approve, that time only they will install. So, this that is the Vedic way of life. So, last, we are celebrating Ram Navami last month, last week. So, there we can also see the similar characteristic like Dasharath Maharaj and Lord Ram. We can see similarity, like Maharaj Dasharath, Maharaj Dasharath also considered Lord Ram his favorite son, and he was very much pleased with Lord Ram, although he liked all the four sons, but Lord Ram is very, very dear to Dasharath because of his qualities. So he also wanted to enthrone Lord Ram and to the next king, but he also wanted to confirm this with his citizens and all the Brahmanas and all the things. So what he did was like, this is like Ayodhya Kanda, first chapter and second chapter. So first chapter describes the complete good qualities of Lord Ram, and second chapter in that end, like Dasharath Maharaj very much wanted to enthrone Lord Ram, and he invited all the subordinate kings in his kingdom, and he invited so many important persons in his kingdom, and he called all of them, and he made so many arrangements for them, and all of them have come. So in the next day assembly, Dasharath Maharaj, he went there and he addressed all of them. So he called everyone except Kekaya Raj and the Videya Raj, that is father of Sita Janak Maharaj. So all of them have come, and he expressed his desire in that assembly. So, I am carrying this burden of kingdom. So, for so many years, this burden of kingdom, this burden of righteousness, this is very, very heavy burden, because there are so many dharma we need to maintain, everyone. So I have become tied while maintaining this burden. So I want to now take rest, and I want to entrust this for a suitable person. So I want to entrust this rule to my son for the benefit of people. And I have obtained the consent of all the Brahmanas. And this Ram, he is equivalent to Devendra in power. And he can conquer all the enemies. And he is equal to me in all his qualities. And therefore, I want to appoint Ram as my successor. And definitely, he will definitely, I have confidence that he will protect Dharma. And he is very excellent. So, he will be the best master for you. So therefore, I think he is fittest for this kingdom. And I will also be without any difficulties once he becomes king. So I have considered this matter for a long time. And I think it will do very much good to you. So please let me know, is it proper, is it agreeable for you that Lord Ram becoming king? So Dasharath Maharaj, when he expressed this, all the citizens, It's like they were like so much jubilant that it's like everyone was like joyful, and they expressed their loud expression that it's like in some festival someone is like some good news is revealed, how everyone is responds. So like that they made tumultuous sound, and like everyone, oh Dasharatha Maharaj, in your entire rule this is the perfect decision that you have ever taken. We all approve. Please immediately make Lord Ram as king. You please immediately retire. So like that everyone expressed their enthusiasm. Now Dasharatha Maharaj, he was very happy, but he was surprised. So he was like kind of, although he knows the mind of his citizens, he asked as if he doesn't know. Like he was like confused. Is it that, are you people frustrated with my rule and immediately you want to get rid of me and establish? Or is there any other reason? So he wanted to know, so that why, okay, you have expressed your desire, I am very happy, but why you want to why you want him to become king? After all, I am also ruling very righteously. I am also maintaining you properly. So is there any fault with me? Like that he asks all the citizens. Then the citizens say, yes, you have fault with you. Only fault is that you have a son like Lord Ram. Like in that way they mention. So they say that, why do you all the citizens unanimously, all the kings, everyone, they unanimously say that the Lord Ram has so many good qualities that we all like him, and they give so much happiness to everyone. Why? So they enumerate the qualities of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram, we know he is Vishnu incarnate, but although he is Bhagavan, he is exhibiting the qualities of human. He forget himself as the Lord and he behaves as like a human being. So all these qualities, he is exhibiting the perfect behavior of a human being. And so they list what are all his qualities. We will meditate on the Lord Ram's qualities so that we appreciate how Lord is having beautiful, wonderful qualities. And some of them, Lord is like telling that he, by his behavior, he is also instructing us, please develop these qualities. But we can never develop these his valor and all these qualities. A human being, a living entity cannot develop, but at least some good qualities we can try to develop. And we can also develop love for Lord Ram by understanding his qualities. So is Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, all these four things, they are all transcendental. So in Harinam Chintamani it is mentioned that while practicing bhakti or while chanting, the most effective way to give its result is to chant with sambandha. That means understanding the qualities, like understanding that Lord is transcendental and we are jiva, part and parcel of the Lord, and this whole maya is Lord's energy which is controlling. So with this sambandha, if we develop that chant, if we develop bhakti, if we chant, then only we can properly chant. Otherwise our chanting will not give result. So the first and foremost thing to understand is that Lord's name, form, guna and leela, these four are transcendental. So these are beyond mundane. So we'll see what the citizens are mentioning about Lord Ram. So this Lord Ram, this Rama, he is like his qualities, he has qualities equivalent to Indra. And among all the kings of Ikshvaku, he is the greatest till now. He is greater than all the kings in Ikshvaku lineage. And he is perfect gentleman. And so Satpurusha, he mentioned that. He is perfect gentleman. And he is always Satya Dharma Parayana. He is dedicated to truth and also he is dedicated to Dharma, righteousness. And generally, like Dharma and the Dharma and wealth, Dharma and wealth, the Shriya and Dharma, Ram can combine these together and he can perfectly maintain without separation these two. So that's how he can maintain. And just like moon give lot of happiness, so he makes all the people, all the citizens happy. And in like for forgiveness, he is compared to Mother Earth in the qualities. And in wisdom, he is compared to Brihaspati, who has a lot of wisdom. And in power, he is compared to Devendra. And he knows all the dharma, dharmajna. And he is satyasandha, that means when he gives his promise, he fulfills, he is true to his word. So for devotees, we always remember the Lord's promise that Sakrudeva prapannoyastavasmiti chita yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai iti etat dadami etat vratam mama. So like whoever once surrenders to me, I will always give protection. That is my vow. So that is supreme hope for all the devotees, that when we take shelter of Lord Ram, he will give, he is true to his word, he will fulfill. And he is having so many good qualities. And he is anasuyakaha. He doesn't have envy. He is completely free from envy. And he has shanta, patience. And like someone is in trouble, he goes there and he consoles him. So that is like a very wonderful quality. Whoever is in trouble, he immediately goes there to help. And he speaks good words, means slaksha, speak good words. And also one of the main quality is that he is krutajnaha. Krutajna is gratitude. That means whoever has done little favor, he always remembers that favor. So that's how Lord exhibits this gratitude. Like this pastime, like once Lord Ram and Sita, both are like after the Abhishek, like and Koramani ceremony after the end of the war when they came. So they are like in Abhishek ceremony, some red color was thrown above like that. So then Sita Devi, as soon as he saw that, she started crying. Then everyone asked, why you are crying? Then Sita Devi remembered that Jatayu, when he was cut by Ravana, so that time, that scene she remembered. So Sita is remembering at that time that how Jatayu has helped him. So similarly, Lord Ram is also like completely kritajna, gratitude. And he is Vijitendriya. Lord Ram is completely, his senses under control. Like in the ceremony of when Kaikeyi asked Lord Ram to go to forest, so that time Dasharath Maharaj, they asked, did Ram commit any mistake? Any other wives, something like that? Then Kaikeyi told Ram, he doesn't even look upon other women. So like Kaikeyi expresses her understanding of Lord Ram. He is completely, senses are under complete control. And he is full, he has mrudu, very soft nature. And sthira chitta is stable mind. And he is always having auspicious qualities, no envy, truthful, loving word. He always speaks loving words to all living beings. And he always worship aged Brahmanas. So Brahmanas who are are endued with so much knowledge, various sciences, he always worships them. So in this way he worships. And he is skilled in all the weapons, and he like knows all the weapons that are known to humans, devatas and demons. So all the weapons he is aware. And he also studied all the various sciences which are upangas of Vedas. He knows Vedas and Vedangas. And he also knows the musical art. So that means he is Naipunya in musical things, Gandharva Vidya. And he has wonderful relatives. So all his relatives are wonderful, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna. So when we read Ramayana, not only the qualities of Lord Ram, but all these wonderful associate qualities also comes forth. We can learn so many things. And he is gentle and not weak in his mind. So he has he doesn't have any weakness of mind. And great wisdom he has. And he from Brahmanas, he learned all the matters, that the dharma and political science, how to rule. That also he knows. That means he has the complete knowledge of how to rule the kingdom. So that he knows everything. And if there is any necessity for a battle, Ram goes with Lakshmana and he will go and he will come back only after obtaining victory. So, and most important thing, as a citizens they are speaking. So after going from battle, he will come back. And then he comes to our houses. And he speaks to us as if he is our son. And he asks about our wives, our children, and how your servants are doing, how your students are doing. So we hear Sanatana Goswami, for all the Vrajavasis he used to go and ask about all their about their welfare. So Lord Ram is also similarly, is going to all the citizens' houses and asking welfare, how your family is doing. So it is very, very captivating, right? Someone is taking care so personally. So, and he asks are your disciples serving you properly? Are your sons and disciples, they are doing acts very perfectly, nicely? So in this way he shows his affection towards all his citizens. And if someone is having some trouble, some bad, so Ram feels that the trouble is his own. So he is afflicted with their own citizens' trouble. And if there is any family function, childbirth or marriage, so Lord, he himself feels that is his own family function is happening, and he feels so much delight. So the citizens are connecting him like his own family member. So that's how Lord Ram affected his own citizens. And great hero serves always elders and always perform what are all the good deeds, what will please everyone, those things he always perform. And he is not interested in mundane talking, which are not in relation to dharma. And he speaks Brihaspati, with intelligence. Someone replies something with intelligence, he can reply Brihaspati. And he is his beauty is wonderful. He has wonderful eyebrows, he has nice broad eyes, and Lord Vishnu only, he has strength, heroism and valor. And he knows the art of public administration, and he is completely self-controlled. So And he can not only rule the this world, he is eligible to rule the three worlds. Such is a wonderful quality. And his anger and mercy both are never without reason. So that means he can judge properly where to show anger, where to show mercy. For whom to show mercy, for whom to show anger. And if someone he is satisfied, for him he can bestow wealth and he can properly award punishment. And he like peaceful, he is so much peaceful. So, and he is in this way he is having so many wonderful qualities. And only because of your good fortune that such a son you have obtained, O King Dasharath. And he is like, for the welfare of this whole world he has appeared. And like not only, like all of, we all citizens, we always pray that he should live long, he should have healthy life, and he should have so much good reputation. And all the women also praying in every morning and evening for the welfare of Lord Ram. So therefore we always wish that he will become our king and he bestows his merciful benedictions upon me. So therefore O Dasharath, so that is the only fault that you have the son as Lord Ram, so please install him. So like that they glorify. So in that way the Lord Ram's glories are mentioned here. So like King Nabi also appointed Rishabhdev, who also exhibited similar qualities like Lord Ram, who also knows how to rule. In fact, we can see in the next chapter and this chapter the wonderful qualities of Rishabhdev, how he instructs all his sons to how to attain liberation. So, and King Nabi, so although he is having son like Rishabhdev, he and Merudevi retired and went to Himalayas and worshipped Narayan Rishi there, and he attained perfection. So this is one more point that is coming, that although Lord is having as his son, still he is also setting example as a king, that one has to retire and worship the perform, like look for liberation and achieve the Lord. So this is the same case with Kardama Muni also previously. Although Kapiladev, the Lord only appeared as his son, still he retired and showed the path of how kings should, how people should rule. And here also Nabi is also setting the same example. And he went to Badrikashram and he attained perfection there. Here the word that is used is Mahima. He attained the Mahima of the Lord. That means Acharya's comment that he attained the Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world. So Nabi was promoted to the spiritual world. So Prabhupada in his commentary, he gives, we will read the purport and then conclude. So he gives that how a Jivan Mukta, he has the qualities. So Prabhupada is writing that this is the way of Vedic life. One must stop the process of repeated birth and death and return home back to Godhead. The words Tan Mahimanam Avapa are significant in this record. Srila Sridhar Swami says that Mahima means liberation in this life. We should act in such a way in this life that after giving up this body, we will become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. This is called Jivan Mukti. Srila Viraraga Acharya states that in Chandogya Upanishad, there are 8 symptoms of a Jivan Mukta, a person who is already liberated even when living in this body. So he enumerates the 8 symptoms of a Jivan Mukta, how we can identify. The first symptom of one so liberated is that he is freed from all sinful activity, apahata papa. So that means he does not perform any sinful activities. Prabhupada says that one who is in maya, he will perform sinful activity, but they are called as duskritina. But one who is liberated, he can never commit sinful activity. So sinful activity involves illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. So this is the first we can identify, apahata papa, one who doesn't perform any sinful activity. Another symptom of a liberated person is vijara, which indicates that he is not subjected to the miseries of old age. Another symptom is vimrutyu. A liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he does not take on any more material bodies. That means he will not again enter into samsara, repeated birth and death. Another symptom is vishoka. So that means he is callous to material distress and happiness. So miseries and happiness will come, but he is aloof from all these distresses. Another is vijigatsa. Vijigatsa means, which indicates that he no longer desires material enjoyment. So that means he doesn't want to materially enjoy. This is one more symptom. Another symptom is apipata, which means that he has no desire other than to engage in devotional service of Krishna, his dearmost pursuable Lord. So that means he doesn't have any material desires and want to serve only the Lord. Further symptom is satyakama, which indicates that all his desires are directed to the Lord. Satyakama means his desires are towards the Satya, who is Krishna. He does not want anything else. He is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. So Satya Sankalpa is like whatever he desires, like those desires are actually fulfilled by Krishna. So, and like we know that he only desires to serve the Lord, so therefore he is called as Satya Sankalpa. In this way, Prabhupada is giving the 8 symptoms, and from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also we know that Ihayasya Harer Dasya Karmana Manasagira Nikilashvapi Avastasu Jivan Mukta Sauchate. So that means, one, the person in all circumstances in his life, Nikilashvapi, so through his mind, body, and words, is completely serving the Lord. So that person is considered as Jivan Mukta. So perfect example we can see as Srila Prabhupada only. Yesterday we are reading in our reading Srila Prabhupada Lilamrut, like by Giriraj Maharaj, I will build your temple. How Prabhupada left this world. In his whole life, like Nikilashvapi Avastasu, in all situations, Karmana Manasa Gira, with his whole body, mind and words, completely engaged in the service of the Lord, and even at the end of his life also he is completely instructing how you should propagate this world. Like we are hearing that Giriraj Maharaj has come in the middle of the night, and Prabhupada instructed that how this movement will go on for several generations. Then Prabhupada mentioned the one word, that organization. So like he is meditating even at that condition, how this whole world can benefit by propagating Krishna consciousness. So that is a perfect example we can see. So we are very, so in this way we will conclude here. So thank you everyone. Randara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.